Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello everyone. Thank you again so much for tuning in to the Profitable Practice Podcast. It's just going to be another show, just you and me. And what I'm going to start doing, I think, is as questions come to me from emails, Facebook, Instagram, my coaching clients, I'm just going to hop on here and answer them for everybody to learn from. And it might just mean that those shows are a little bit smaller, but at least you'll get some quick nuggets to take with you as you progress through your business, either this year, next year, or any of the coming years, and just kind of learn from what I'm teaching other people to do. I hope you have been having a fantastic 2018 so far. I personally just finished doing my longest live training ever. I just did my half-day intensive with my coaching clients currently, the people that are in my Maximize Your Clinic course, and it was phenomenal. It went off without a hitch. I had everything perfectly timed out. We stayed on time. I even had to switch locations, so physical locations, to make sure that the recording came through. But there was a lot of, you know, great pieces and aha moments and things that come with taking the time to schedule out your day. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about sort of how I approach my schedule and make sure that I stay on task. We're going to talk about what I really encourage people to think about when they are planning out their year or starting to put together some sort of a game plan in your practice. And then we're also going to talk about how it is impossible for you to do everything on your own. Now, before we jump into today's call, the podcast today is sponsored by the 7-Day Detox program that I created, completely DIY, done for you program. You can do it, you can implement it however you want, you can use it verbatim, but this is one of my best-selling products that I have, because it is so quick to implement into your business. It takes no more than 24 hours to put it all together. And I'm actually going to be revamping it very shortly. So you'll be getting some extra video trainings in the course as well. So if you'd like to check that out and download it, it is www.maximizedbusiness.ca/ the 7-day detox program. You can check it all out there. Okay, so we are at the beginning of 2018, and for me, I'll be honest with you, I've had a really hard time getting back into the swing of things. January, I kind of was just slow-mo Jones the entire month and just chilled on the couch, and Scott and I have been re-watching past seasons of Survivor, because that is the one show that we have to watch together. The other show is This Is Us, of course, but we have to be on happy terms. So if we're fighting, we have to resolve the fight before we can watch This Is Us, because that's just how you have to watch This Is Us. But anyways, over the past couple of days, I've really been kind of checking in with myself, listening to podcasts, taking some extra time to just sit and have a coffee and think about how I want this year to progress. And one of the biggest things for me, and I was talking to my mastermind group about this, is that I have done such a great job of delegating a lot of the tasks that took up so much of my mental space and my mental brain power that I kind of am a little bit lost as to how to progress with this year with the bigger projects that I've been wanting to do. But I used to always fill my time up with all of the projects that wouldn't really amount to anything. They weren't, you know, that 5% of my business that's actually going to make my business grow. And I have some pretty lofty goals for 2018, considering how well 2017 went. I kind of want to, you know, almost double what I made last year, which requires then me to work in a different way to attract a bigger audience and grow my list and get more patients into the door. So I have to start doing some of those bigger projects. So for me, what I do, and I personally have an accountability coach, and at the end of 2017, we went for 3 hours and went over what all of my goals are for 2018 and blocked it all out and said, this is what you want to do. This is what you have to plug into your calendar. So this is what I encourage people to do, and this is what we talked about on the half day intensive, is first and foremost, give yourself, you know, an hour minimum to completely block off your time, allow yourself the space to be creative, allow anything that enters your mind when I say, what do you want to do for 2018? Allow that creative energy to flow. And where we always start is just brain dumping. Just take a piece of paper, and I encourage you to do this pen to paper, not on your smartphone, not on your laptop, to really get back into the old school way of doing things, and start writing down anything that comes to mind, anything that you would like to start doing, anything that you would like to create, something you would like to launch, the people you would like to align yourself with. So maybe this year it's time for you to find a partner for your business, or start collaborating with some of the practitioners in your area. Or maybe, you know, being a fellow obliger, that accountability is a massive part of your growth for 2018. So you might want to start researching some accountability coaches, like myself, or somebody else in your industry that you really kind of resonate with and want to align yourself with. Those are all the things that should be going down in that initial brain dump. These are all the things that you want out of 2018. And one of the biggest pieces that I'd like you to think about is, what is that number that you want to achieve in 2018? What is that revenue goal that you want to have? And keep that number in mind for the rest of the year. You know, let that be your motivating piece to figuring out how you want your year to go and what you want to achieve. And if anybody's following me on Instagram, and if you're not, follow me at Andrea Maxim ND. I have a really great post that I just recently posted about how to, you know, determine that revenue number and work your way backwards so that you can figure out, well, how many new patients do I need to see? How many follow-ups do I need to see? How many people need to go through my in-office program? And by simply just plotting out all of those numbers and dividing it by four, you know exactly what you need to achieve every single quarter of the year. And it makes attaining that number so much easier and so much more feasible and a lot less scary than just throwing a number out there and just hoping that you'll get it. So definitely check that out. Instagram, at Andrea Maxim ND. You'll see that in my feed. So the first thing we want to do, as I said, brain dump everything that you want. And I would say take about 10 to 15 minutes to do that. Make it a quiet space. Have a cup of coffee or tea with you. No distractions. Turn your phone off. Don't even have your computer open. And just allow everything you want to flow. And then when you look at that piece of paper when you're all done, I would strongly encourage you to circle maybe the top 5 items that you definitely want to make sure that you accomplish this year. The next exercise is, I want you to take another piece of paper, or perhaps flip that piece of paper over, and write down everything you do not want for 2018. Things that you are done doing, things that you want to give up. You know, perhaps it's, for me, I don't want to be working Saturdays every single Saturday of the month. So I literally on Tuesday, I told my office manager, my receptionist, and I said, block me off the last Saturday of every month. I just don't want to be coming in every single weekend. I don't think it's going to affect my bottom line at all because patients will just book in where I'm available. Another thing for you might be, I don't want to do or waste my time doing any more administrative things. You know, you're just done spending hours and hours and hours filing, reorganizing, faxing, reminding patients of their appointments, placing orders, taking the orders out, placing them on the shelves, figuring out the pricing. All of those things can easily be delegated to just about anybody else. Anybody can be trained to do those things for you. So maybe that's something you want to give up for this year, and that'll free up a lot of time, I promise. Maybe it's you don't want to work in office as much. Perhaps you want to try to find a way to lump all of your patients into 2 days instead of three or four. These are the things that you want to start thinking about and visualizing for 2018. So once you've got both of those items down, again, on that do not list, my non-negotiables, these are the things that I do not want to have, I want you to circle the top three. And I want you to promise yourself that you are not going to do these this year. This is going to be your game-changing year. So we've got that all done, and you maybe want to pause the podcast so that you can do the assignment or do the assignment is a good word for it, before we move on to everything else, because now we're going to map it out in the calendar, and I'll tell you how I go about doing it and a few changes that I'm going to be making for this year. So I found when I was doing my live training for the 2018 If You Want It, Write It workbook, and that download is still available, again, on my website, maximizebusiness.ca. If it isn't available when you hear this podcast for whatever reason, just contact me and I will get you a copy. I think it's about 16 pages that will walk you through how to set your goals for the entire year. Again, this brain dumping exercise is on there and a whole bunch of other more wonderful things. And I've had some just tremendous feedback on it. But what I promised everybody is I would do 4 live trainings when you downloaded that workbook. And the only reason why I actually did it was, number one, I told people I was going to do it. And number two, I put it on my schedule and refused to move it. So this is one of the big pieces that I'm doing for 2018 is I'm establishing when I want to do my Insta stories, when I want to do my Facebook lives, when I want to do my webinars, and I'm going to map it out for the next 6 months. So it's blocked on my schedule, and I do online booking. So that automatically takes that time away from a patient coming into that time or taking that time away from me. And I'm going to hold firm to that. So when you're looking at your calendar, whether it's your Google Calendar or iCalendar or whatever, the most important thing that you can do is establish consistency this year and just put it in. For me, I want to do my Insta stories Tuesday afternoons. I want to do my Facebook Lives Wednesday afternoons. I'm going to do my webinars on Tuesdays and Wednesdays as well. So that automatically still keeps my Thursdays and Fridays open for anything else that I want to do that's fun in my life. Because I really kind of strategically keep those 2 days open. Number one, because I'm watching Brooklyn. And number two, because I deserve some days off as well. So I try to compartmentalize everything I can into my Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So on my schedule already, I have when I'm going to do my Insta stories, when I'm going to do my Facebook Lives, when I'm going to do my webinars. And the other pieces that I have is on Sundays, every Sunday afternoon, that's my social media scheduling time. That's my emailing time. So I'll make sure at the beginning of the month, on one Sunday or Saturday afternoon, I will spend a good 4 to 5 hours mapping out all of my social media posts for the month and making sure that my weekly emails are all set up for the month as well. So that's how I scheduled all of my sort of marketing campaigns. The next thing that I'm doing is, because I took one Saturday off, I'm going to have that be my filming day. So yes, I took it off so I don't need to see patients, but I still can use that work, that time to do other creative things. So I'm still going to go to the office. I'm going to set up all my filming equipment, and I'm going to bust out maybe 2, 3, 4, hopefully, videos that I can then send off to my virtual assistant to edit them. And then I have them to post on YouTube and Facebook and in my weekly newsletters to you guys, to my patients, whatever it may be. So by chunking off certain times throughout the week, throughout the month, it really does allow you to see exactly how you're going to get things done. Now, you may want to, at 7 a.m. every single morning, that's going to be when you schedule other posts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is. I firmly believe in automation, so I think chunking it out into one day really helps you see kind of the flow of how the month is going to go, and it also means you don't have to think about it anymore. My favorite saying, as you know, is set it and forget it. Now, other things that you want to start thinking about. Perhaps you want to start putting in exactly on your schedule when you want to chunk out some online courses that you've purchased but haven't gone through yet, or some trainings that you've been wanting to watch and have put off. Maybe even it's something as simple as reading. So if you can read 45 minutes every single day, 45 minutes to an hour, you can basically get through a whole book in a week. And readers are leaders. And that is one thing that I'm trying to establish in my routine, is reading a whole lot more this year, because I always find I get so much out of it, but I just don't prioritize it. Maybe you want to be chunking off your workouts throughout the week and making sure that, again, you hold firm to those. They have to be in your schedule, and they have to be unwaveringly so in your schedule. So take an afternoon, take a weekend, go to a coffee shop and map out exactly everything that you want to accomplish every single week. Again, chunk out large half days or full days for your bigger projects, and then half an hour to an hour for your smaller ones, but hold firm to them. And I have my schedule blocked out in such a way that I can get all these things done. Monday mornings and Tuesday mornings are completely free for me to do coaching calls or follow up with emails or, you know, check back in with my virtual assistants and see how everything is going. So the next thing that we're going to talk about, as I mentioned, is delegation. This year, more than any year that I've had in practice, I have the most free time. And as I said, it was a little bit scary because I was filling up my time with all these other little projects that I was doing, and now I have nothing but time for the bigger projects, the ones that are really going to make that massive impact on my bottom line this year. And it's because I've been aligning myself with really great virtual assistants and hired a brand new office manager who's, you know, doing an amazing job at controlling the 3 clinics that I run. And one of the biggest pieces of that was I very clearly laid out what I wanted their steps to be. So I have a checklist that's about, you know, maybe a full 8x10 for my office manager, listing exactly what her rhythm should be throughout the course of the day, from opening the office to turning on the computer to pulling the files to following up with our task list. And I'm having her check off the boxes every single shift, because I don't want any complacency to start to happen where they say, oh yeah, I know what I'm supposed to do. And then we find out, well, you're still missing 2 or 3 of those checklists, check boxes that you should be doing every single shift. So that's one big thing that I have for my office manager. And then I said, well, I'm not really running my virtual assistants all that well. So I did the exact same thing with them, but I'm using a free software called Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O. And I love it. It is 100% user-friendly, and it allows me to create different, what they call, cards that list out the entire checklist for any given project. And then as a new project comes up, let's say uploading a podcast show or uploading a blog post for me, I will upload every single blog post as a separate card, but it copies that entire checklist over again. So then my virtual assistant knows exactly, oh right, with this blog post I have to do, you know, these top 10 things, and then give it to Andrea so that she can review it. Because that was the other big piece that was happening, is I would always forget to check their work. So I just assumed everything was going well, but I wasn't really double checking, and there was always little mistakes. So Trello is a fantastic app that I'm now using even with my coaching clients, because I can put due dates. I have an app on my phone that allows me to see all notifications that come up. And again, it takes literally minutes to set up. So if one of the things on your list for 2018 is to start delegating more, meaning you're giving up doing everything yourself because you cannot do it all on your own and achieve the goals that you want to, hiring a virtual assistant might be a really great idea for you. And if that's something you're thinking of, I will happily refer you to some of the virtual assistants that I'm using and have had tremendous success with them. If not, there's tons of agencies that you can look into, whether it's North American. I use people in the Philippines. There's a ton of websites. So onlinejobs.ph, Upwork, Fiverr, Rev.com is a great one for transcripting your videos if you're starting to do more Facebook videos, because transcripts and having the subtitles is essential nowadays. These are all great resources that are very, very inexpensive for the amount of work that they're doing for you. And then, of course, the question is, well, I don't have enough money to afford somebody. If you don't have $3 US to hire somebody in the Philippines, then something's really going on with how you're budgeting things or running your business. And of course, that's where I come in. So please, for this year, if you want this year to be a game-changing year for you, just book a free one-on-one call with me by emailing me at info@themaximmovement.com. We'll set up a time for you. You can also go to maximizebusiness.ca and click on the Work With Me tab and book in a 30-minute strategy session there. But don't leave it up to chance, and don't leave it up to, you know, I just hope it all works out okay. The best business managers are the ones that have a strategic plan. They follow their good habits that they're creating for themselves, and they also know how to delegate to their team. So don't allow money to get in the way of the tremendous amount of success that you can have, because $3 US an hour, I think, is less than what you'd be spending on a coffee every single day if you go to Starbucks or a place like that. So it's just sometimes how we view our spending will help to open up our eyes to how much we actually have. And then, of course, seeing the return on investment is also another big aspect of course, making future investments in your business. So I'm always here for you, and I strongly encourage you, especially for this year. We're right at the beginning. You have the next 11 months at your disposal to do amazing things for yourself. Contact me, info@themaximmovement.com, and I would love to chat with you about how we can really make this year your best year yet in business. So any further questions, comments you have, leave it below the video in iTunes or on my website. Contact me, Instagram @AndreaMaximND. I will see you on the next episode. Again, thank you so much for listening. I'm Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.